it's very easy to forget that the 80-20 rule applies to your LinkedIn connections, as it does to most things in your business. 20% of the connections you already have could potentially make an 80% difference to your business. A lot of people are sitting on connections that they don't realise that they've got. They don't realise that they've been messaged by them, and they often forget to get back to them. My advice always is to do an audit on a regular basis, maybe once a month, of the current connections, and then do sub-searches on those connections using the filters, and save those searches offline. So at least then you've got almost a collection of individual focused searches on the current connections that you've got. So think about the sectors that you work with. Think about the geographies that you work with. For instance, 2 weeks' time is the business show down in Bristol, and I've just this afternoon gone through my current connections and I've said, right, who is in Bristol? I've put them all on one side and I'm going to be making sure that I'm going to be in contact with those people in order to organise some meetings, hopefully around that business expo day. I hope that's of help. Starting this message with "Hi Jack" is probably not the way forward. So hello Jack, really good post, and agree totally that content is very important and it helps build your brand, all the things that you're saying. And without it, I think people go completely wrong. You know, it's no good being part of the new marketing but not embracing either video or written stuff or kind of this, really, audio. I think the audio gets left behind in the whole thing, and I really do think that images move but sound travels, and audio is an important part of that marketing mix, and certainly messaging, certainly conveying ideas. Podcasts, for instance, are just going through the roof, as we all know. Why? Because they're engaging and it's storytelling. It's the auditory tradition. Anyway, great post.